Independiente, porque
Maria,
Praise the Lord. This very God, we can Michelangelo. Rotolans Michelangelo.
One of the things that makes this masterpiece not your picture.
And if you remember masterpiece,
the genuine sculptor,
you know, movies, Michelangelo
art inspired.
And he does not say it.
Like a genuine poet,
says Michelangelo.
Or even a genuine singer,
and a musician,
musician,
and all that.
Whatever it might be,
she knows a shadow.
Over here,
says
Michelangelo. So he set foot on this great piece of marble,
you know, and the as the was who
is cut it to the pattern,
which has permanent,
breaking down and holding down,
actually,
and when he goes to the little picture,
you know, I want to tell
you what is it that he has been in his mind,
and as you know, for what's that? He has never seen Moses. I'm not sure if you have found
Moses. Yet about Moses in the Bible,
I can read about Moses.
Right, he was told about Moses from Sunday school.
I'm not also about Moses from Sunday school.
The human mind,
for my mind,
it is also very strange.
The machine I have this
year. If we are told here about the story,
that was the pan of Masalini.
If we are not told about the
child, for our folklore,
then you are told about how they were behaving, whatever they were doing.
Of course, that was part of my ideas of
I can tell you. In the mind of each and every one of us,
with 1026,
you start having a setup. Where that story in which you are hearing is happening.
And if you hear that thing, your mind goes and thinks out of the mountain.
Look at it, sir. Whatever you are saying about it. Your mind starts grabbing how it is happening. So this is what happened to Moses. When he was told about Moses, in his mind, he started having a form about Moses. How he looked like. So that form that he had, people who saw you coming,
and I'm not sure
they were wondering. What did such, what did come out of such a blessing?
But in the light of God,
he is a perfect picture.
So what you are supposed to be about,
and he is to remove. What is the part of the final picture? And that's where
the truth is now.
To remove this material which is covering the image. To remove the material which is only part of the final image. So he brings this piece of wood up to the workshop.
And
he puts it there. Then he goes into the workshop. And he selects specific tools to remove the unwanted material.
This woman is left two Does God not care over the 2 weeks? Why would he not delay?
5 years.
Maybe so that this infant can develop into a toddler.
You know, God is sovereign.
I am not showing that for now.
We are comforted by the scripture. Which says, all things work together for good to them that love them. If you love them, all things, they work together
for good.
I may not understand. This is why, if you are a believer, you will know. Lord,
yes.
I am not seeing the good. I
can't
even dream about this. But I know that you know the good that is determined
out
of the spoken word.
Spoken word.
There was a woman, I believe it was a woman, who was praying for my brother. To all brother, they knew. This woman was healed. If you think he pronounced
it, healed.
She died not many days after she had been prayed for. When you were praying about that issue, he said, Lord, you owe me.
But that's a change. You don't have to
in explanation. You owe me if you are not
rich with
it. And God does not owe anyone.
No matter how much
credit you owe, because that's the owe anyone. It will take time to come. He didn't take time to come.
But you don't know what
you're doing. He opened his understanding. Go and ask his relatives. Was this person not supposed to have died so many, 2 or 3 years ago? But I have mercy upon you.
You need
that
person who
would have died dead. They would have perished. They would not have been saved. But I gave her time. So that she just gets saved. She has
got
him saved. I take it. Then you say, I owe you. The singer said, we will understand it.
So we see
by God is no obligation to explain to us how he is working with each and every one of us. God knows.
I don't know
who is going next.
He
knows. But he's not telling us. But he knows. If someone is going, he knows. He knows. And he's not telling us. Because to him, he says, what is that for you? What is that for you? These are my people. I know why I brought them. Can you explain to me
what is another way?
Why he didn't live in the days of Moses?
Say what's not going on. Why Moses?
Do you have any influence in his coming to live in the 1990s?
What do you mean? What is the matter for it? I'm in
1990s.
The days of Moses.
It's
just living.
But good study.
I'm
so the way he deals with us. Simply as removing the voidness. It is this sovereign light. How he does it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. The paragraph 36.
And then when he got also perfect, every corner of in every place
around us,
as the eyes just right,
as it was so tangible,
and every hair and
beard,
oh, just the way it was. He stood off and looked at it. I think of many hard years of labor. And how he had to hold that same vision all the time in his mind. Of what he was going to do. And just think, that vision on his mind for so many years to make it look just exactly to what it was. He put the vision first. And how he had to wait to that vision, cutting off and making down. And when he got it into where he perfected it, till it really got perfect, he stood and looked at it. When he finished that, that morning, with a hammer in his hand, and he was so inspired when he looked at it, because the vision of his mind. When he had seen his conception of Moses' wife, there it was figured before him. What he had had in his heart all these years of doing, and
hours
of sorrow, and critics, and everything else. But yet he stayed right in the vision as if it was completed.
Paragraph 73 says, but this masterpiece,
as
that Michelangelo had made, he caused him something to do that. He was a great man. And it cost a big part of his life. Because he was many years in cutting out.
Because the other two of
the and keep cutting
it.
Seriously, the only man, the sculptor himself, has in his mind what he's trying to do.
He's
the one. You might walk up and say to him, what are you thinking on that rope for? To the outsider, who doesn't know what in his heart?
Oh,
it's nonsense. But the man, the sculptor himself, he's put a vision in his mind. What he is trying to make, and he was trying to reproduce it. And what he has on his mind, in the form of a monument,
that's
the reason he's speaking out of the rocks.
Don't you come here? I don't see you like you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we don't understand.
It's so attentive.
When God does what He does,
I am not telling you.
What He asks,
what He did,
He may not use the physical power.
But when I say that, you look at
it. Carve out an image out of a person.
But if I may say,
no one can use this. Real circumstances.
But
God allowed the devil to kill Job's children.
His sheep.
Camels. It was difficult for anyone to understand how I could do that. Job had three friends. They were staying in their places. When they read about the mishap that killed Job. And when they got there, the Bible says they failed to recognize him. vakazonziva.
And when they finally did,
vakazonziva, they wept bitterly.
Vakachema kwazvo.
Not only that,
kwete izvozvo,
they spent 7 days.
Vakatora mazuva manomwe
without saying anything.
Vasina chavambotaura to anyone.
Vanga vakaremerwa vamwe.
Just looking at Job.
Vakamutarira Job.
7 days.
Mazuva manomwe.
Even talking of
Moses
After Moses was done being made the offer by the Lord,
akapewa a promotion.
He was given a promotion.
He couldn't stop acting God. Aaron is your prophet.
Aaron, your prophet.
So, which standard? Never shall there be any enemy can reach that direction.
So you must work in the manner I do.
And you must work with me by the way that I
live. You know that when I form the earth,
the guy show me that
I finish it.
The guy is in a utter confusion.
I did not have a bow and an arrow.
I did it. I see the guy that I live.
And I form the earth
through the
thing that is so. You are in the office of God. You are doing the way God does it.
Good spoke flies.
Was it no tower? Don't
see.
He was doing it the way God does it.
But as a country gave up, before he got to that level,
when God looked at him,
God saw a man that is
the right, proud man. A man who was just about to be a pharaoh. What you see, the pride of the to be
Atlas.
What about
Pharaoh?
He was going to be Pharaoh. He was a very pride to know.
And God did not want that. He was going to think that is being part of the final image of Moses. Money.
harsher than others.
Amen.
So you see, when a man chooses, we know that by great leaders.
So you see the kind of tools that God uses.
Amen. Then I call.
Then I call. They are being
made. That is
something to do, to work on
yours. I know about 40 days, 40 nights in the woods,
40 days and 40 nights in the mountain.
Jesus, you get
all these
things. I'll see you never again, you
it was not as
bad as hallelujah! I'll never get out of Zona, hell, it is so, hell, it is so.
You think highly of yourself, you regard yourself as this or that.
And the only truth here that Jesus could put the Lord in the mosque.
It was a tool to remove Moses' prayer.
Until the Bible says,
Moses,
the meekest man.
See, I didn't know he was in the
face of the earth.
And he got posted.
During this time,
where
there was no bigger blessing than Moses.
That
meekness came through God waiting on him.
There was Joseph. And Joseph.
You know, the Joseph. When God was looking at Joseph,
I didn't know what that Joseph.
He had in his mind,
what was that?
A second final Joseph.
I can't tell you Joseph had a problem.
But what he was like in lifetime,
as younger,
and what he was supposed to be were different.
Yes, I found this one. I'm talking
about that nigga woman I went to provide and said, I am not what I used to be. Remain on the earth.
We will
not be corrupted.
Not those words, but in here.
What we say, no.
I want to discussion.
Well done, my son. Well done, my daughter. It's last.
Right?
Come and rest.
Well, sorry.
When he was looking at Joseph,
I'm not telling you, Joseph.
He started putting the tools that he wanted to use. Joseph.
Joseph.
To his brothers. Your brothers, your sisters
came out to me
in the hands of God.
I'm going to have tools
to remove some character.
So you must be mindful when you
cast why do I pass us around?
They are all the apostles of truth.
Now I need to keep on the maximum prison.
the dream, Jesus, make you shepherd, Joseph. Take to the stage, I even have
to take Joseph into the stage, and he's ought to be conditioned.
So, all those things which are happening to Joseph,
right? Stop on Joseph.
God was building a masterpiece.
The
use of those people and things that were used by God.
But most of the resources
are different types.
They
were molding a certain character in Moses. Joseph.
Praise God.
Amen.
When God looked at Brother Branham, we saw God when he wanted to move into the kind of picture that he was supposed to be. He put up with our keeper.
Mother-in-law, right there.
Mother-in-law, what a player role.
Mother-in-law, change your role.
He put up with Brother Branham, what
so that Brother Branham would listen to him.
What is a woman who disobeyed?
After listening to mother-in-law, disobeying.
Why did I disobey?
After disobeying,
my Lord said, "Sir,
then God uses some more whips.
He took his wife,
the Ptolemy's mind.
He took his daughter,
the Ptolemy's son.
This is also that she did a mold. And if a character, they get what instilled into the final product of which Brother Branham was.
When
he went into the hospital, then he saw his daughter dying with the closed eyes because of pain. That thing never left him. But so many demons were destroyed because of that sight which lingered in him.
Everybody who was cross dies.
Before Brother Branham,
that demon never stood.
But for him to be able to overcome that, it came through him when a tool he mentioned in the Mari, Sheba Uruwa.
One of the tools that God used to know him,
he took away his. Amen. So God can shape someone's life by taking someone.
My own God of Mumba,
The
Bible tells us that the year that Isaiah saw the Lord, the year that
Uzziah asked Nabufa.
Uzziah not died.
Isaiah
would remain a make believer. Was probably not going to be able to move
into the position.
Then God realized for this person to move into here.
Let me take this one away.
The end of this way.
Let me remove this influence.
The end of this world
so that you go out of mirror.
This one can stand alone where I can deal with them.
So, all these things happened to one, for examples to us. When God looks at you,
I'm not going to tell you.
One says on different tools.
He will use different tools.
Sometimes he uses your husband.
Sometimes I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to go and tell you. I'm going to go and tell you.
This one is called Chira Timon.
It's like a again, Timon, I will give
you a man.
I think I did. Chinese, Chimera, and I'm going to
take twice. Using the fivefold.
God is so great.
I'm not saying
you would decide. moves and natures in you so that it is not you who does it. It is God who does it. My Lord. Now the tools that are being utilized, they are working, but they are not aware of what's going on.
Amen. So I want you to have the right attitude. This is legal material.
I want you have the right attitude to think.
It's knowing very well what all things go together for.
Praise the Lord.
They do not need aware.
That aren't the problematic aren't.
Oh look, I was telling you know, why did you not have to die, you not have to die.
She's got a role that she's playing.
Yeah. Look for who I'm at on this shit. Yes,
amen.
Praise the Lord. God is sovereign.
And what
shape
your character by taking away the job
with all this system? Was in a shanty.
So that you get to comprehend that those that are jobless, once they got
Maruma Boti,
then God is the whole speed of
my running Asha. Can you see the Africa? Everything is
can
you see the natural era?
This is one.
Amen. Wana in a woman and I is very good. What is the wisdom on the more?
I mean, in the
melody. I was running in the Diga.
God is remembered.
And you go and you go
there was plenty.
And they went to
but that's so here.
Everything in his is in
your house. You should
also explain me. Praise the Lord. So, my why he does certain things to us.
But not why he does certain things to us.
Meaning, you change page 117, paragraph 1. His purpose is that after we restore fight.
When these truths are in you,
and this one,
I am a truth. The reason is in Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The sufferings of this present time.
You need to know about it.
Are it worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us? Unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. You suffer today. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory. A man without character can reign because power apart from character is
certain.
But power with character is
invisible.
And since he wants us to share with him his throne on the same basis, and is set down in his mother's throne. Then we have to overcome to sit with him. And the little temporary suffering we go through is not worthy to be compared to the tremendous glory that will be revealed in us when he comes.
Hakuna idzaniswi nekugwinya kukuru kuchazvarwa matiri paanouya.
Oh, what treasures are laid up for those who are willing to enter into his kingdom through much tribulation.
Upfumi hwakanaka hwakanaka zvakadini.
And then when it was completed, he stood back with the hammer. The stout hammer. And he looked at that monument. And the inspiration of the vision. That is the thing of how to do it. It inspired him so much. The inspiration struck him till he got beside himself. And he started across the knee and said, "Speak!" And now there is the flow on that great image. On the knee. On the right knee. Just upon the knee, upon his prestigious is the best. I put my head in it about that
day. Praise the Lord. Then he looked at the monument.
And after he spent all that time, for years and years to make this under the influence of sin fulfilled, what he had said in his heart and in his vision, the desire to see it was completed. And when it was completed, he was so inspired by it. He thought his own masterpiece should speak back to him. And he started across the leg and hold and speak. And he made a flow on it. And he put a flow on the image. To me, the flow was what made it the masterpiece. Now maybe to the mic that might think different, you think that spoiled it. No, to me it meant it was what it was. After so many years of careful work, and toil and inspiration, making it, this toil had proved not in vain. He was perfect, and that's why he cried out, "Speak!" Because he had seen it before that he was, and had been able to achieve, to bring to pass the vision that was in his mind. Therefore, under inspiration, he done something out of reason, out of the ordinary. He started it. What did you speak? He didn't think. But he didn't think. As long as he was his finish, how could God spent almost 8 years molding Moses. He used many tools to shape the man.
And
what he ultimately became until the scripture says. You know, we talked about how he was the biggest man. Amen. But when Moses was now on the duty,
was this planning
of what he was meant to become? Remember when he went to the Red Sea? He had already done the part of acting God already. He was now Moses. There was the sea before them. They were mountains on both sides. The enemy was coming from behind
them.
They were cornered right there. But God, he had finished, just like Michelangelo. He had finished making Moses. And what was he expecting? He must speak like me. He must speak like me. Is the way you speak.
Older,
now you come down here now and kneel down. He said, you see, he said, it's the way you are looking at it.
That's why you come out as Rita.
Amen. You are not the one who is preparing that scum. I was saying that masterpiece.
I was looking at the job.
We are all little masterpieces of God.
Just a little look one
and then God is fashioning us according to what He wants us to be.
That
says God uses the men.
Mary wanna shut someone
the way you fashion.
Then say I want to move by
the amen. Who are you?
Who even do I start criticizing
under the masterpiece?
What are the problems of woman?
It's God's work.
Pastor Ramani,
appreciate it.
In more Pastor Ramani.
If you see you are not seeing how Christ is represented in your brother or your sister.
Can I pass Christ? As you like to throw my amen.
What you need to do is to change position.
The way you are looking at them.
When John changed the position,
John had a shadow
and he looked at the masterpiece.
Looked
at the image.
Looked at the fans of
his life.
When you watch your water, you come to the singer.
Amen. Munuauno, why do you only tell us to?
The one that you don't like so much.
If you visited in your home,
fellowship, and then you get time to fellowship,
just this is what you go through.
If you understand, those are not for every machine. So when you come to church singing, rejoicing, so this is what you have left in home.
It wants to break your heart.
Let me tell you, put some on your
was own image, at the right angle.
From the right angle.
You looked at your brother. Your sister.
You're
using the right angle.
The angle change.
And if you use the right angle,
you
will see the suffering of Christ in
you. Just as one of the times of Christ,
you will see God in that man.
God in that man.
Praise the Lord. Talk to my room, bring our tea today.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen. God's provided approach to fellowship.
God's provided approach to fellowship.
Paragraph E 38. But listen, brother. A baby that's born and don't cry, don't wake up. There's something wrong with that baby.
He's
born dead. But what's the matter with there? Too much of the people call themselves Christians. They are born dead, still buried. You know what the doctor does when one tries to make him whimper? He picks him up, turns him over, gives him a good couple of good reps. And he lets out his
squawk.
That's what the church needs today. He was a good old one God's baptism, shaking on the church. It will make all the world out of it. Get back to your Pentecostal blessing. Your preachers have to stand up and take the gospel to beat the wall, the gold, and like the old beaters used to. They beat the gold. They turned it over. And beat all the truth. Was out of it. How did he know he was dead? When he could see his own reflection in it. When he knew the gold was dead. The truth was out of it. That's what the Holy Spirit does by the way.
Those beat the world.
He beats all the world out of the church. And from the reflection of Jesus Christ appears into the church in the people. Where God can see his reflection of his power. Like he did on the day of Pentecost. He sent the Holy Ghost down. And the power of God made the people drunk. Players a masterpiece out of you.
But she does from
a final state of a masterpiece.
She manages to our vision.
Is when he speaks. And this is what God is looking forward to us.
Marie knows what I can tell you
that we can speak.
But it's our
Amen.
Amen.
Ishael Bigger.
Amen.